Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening, the last Tuesday of the month of January. I tell you, it's already January 31st, 2017, and we are going to be fabulously filled this year. I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed by this topic and our guest, which is my spiritual father. But before we get into the actual show tonight, I want to thank our sponsors for joining us and supporting us, supporting this fruitful ground each and every week. And that is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available on all online bookstore outlets. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch is not just music, it's a sound. His CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. I'm telling you, this man is a musical genius. And if you love jazz, if you love just music in general, you definitely want to go out and purchase the CDs on CD Baby or Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design, specializing in your custom products for your business or personal needs. Angelise Washington is there for you. So from your t-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, and much, much more. If you've seen the I Am On Fire to Inspire bling t-shirt that Miss On Fire to Inspire wears, that's who did them. Unique Expression by Design and Angelise Washington. Rod's Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138, beside Golden Cross in Conyers, Georgia, located inside of F&D Beauty. Rod specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers to twists, natural hair, quick weaves, sew-ins, lashes, makeup, and so much more. So call Rod today for your appointment and set up your appointment at 404-599-3712. Again, that is 404-599-3712. And PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, banners, magnetic signs, flyers, videography, photography, and websites. Thank you so much to each and every sponsor that has supported On Fire to Inspire. You guys are greatly appreciated. And if you support one of these sponsors, let them know that you heard it here first on Fire to Inspire. And let Roz know that you love the way that she's keeping Miss On Fire to Inspire looking beautiful at these events with the makeup on point and hair on point, because I get so many compliments time I go somewhere the world I'm speaking or whatever. So thank Roz at Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, because that's who's doing it. Guys, I tell you, you are going to be blessed tonight. So the topic is fabulously filled. So we talk about each and every week, I tell you, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God called for you to live. So the very first week we talked about the very first step to being a success is for you to experience self-love, because so many times, so many people have loved everybody else, but you forgot how to love yourself. So we started out the month with self-love, just making sure you're remembering to go back and love yourself. Then we move from self-love into talking about living again, because so many people just start, you know, just start working and making ends meet, and they forget how to live. And God ain't called you to exist. He called you to live in a life and life more abundantly now. So the very first week topic was entitled, "The Most Powerful Tool to Become the Best Version of You is Self-Love to Your Heart." Then three to be with Angela Crook Lynch. Then we came out with Come Out and Live with Blossom Rogers. Last week we talked with Crystal Lee, Alone But Never Lonely. And then we're going to wrap up the month with Bishop Kevin Leggett, which is my spiritual father. And the topic tonight is Fabulously Filled. So we talked about building you up. And now we're talking about how God is going to do everything he's promised you, because his word will not, cannot return void. So without further ado, we want to welcome Bishop Kevin Leggett onto the line. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Bishop. How are you this evening?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. How are you?
I am awesome. I am fabulous. I am fantastic. Yes, sir.
Well, that's absolutely great. That is so great. It's good to be on with you tonight.
Well, I am so excited about having you on. So I'm going to ask you, do you want to introduce yourself or do you want me to read your bio? I'm going to give you the option.
Well, I'll do it myself, but I'll keep it short.
Okay.
I am Bishop Kevin Leggett. I hail from Brooklyn, New York. I currently reside in the Atlanta area, right outside of Atlanta. And I'm pastoring for 15 years now this month, February actually.
Yay.
15 years, Columbus, Georgia, my father's house, and also working with my wonderful, wonderful wife that the Lord gave me in May 21st of 2016, Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett, and she pastors as well in the Conyers area, Conyers, Georgia area, Kingdom Works International. And the most thing I can say right now is that I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Amen, amen. I tell you, Bishop, I'm excited about this topic, because this topic has had me with the giggles ever since God gave you that word. I'm telling you, I've been excited. I've been cutting cartwheels. And so we want the people to understand that it's time to awaken, arise, and move. And they can't awaken, arise, and move and their spirit is just fabulous, being fabulously filled, if they're just sleeping and slumbering, right?
Right, that's exactly right.
So, Bishop, you have been, how old were you when you were called to the ministry? I just want people to get a feel for who you are.
Oof,
so they can, you know, feel comfortable.
Actually, I was called at the age of 10, and I started preaching at the age of 12 under my uncle, the late Reverend Levi Four, from a small town, Marion, South Carolina. I finished school there. In South Carolina, and begin to spread out as I was going through ministering gospel for a long time. I'm about to be 50 February 14th. So that's, if you do the math, that's a long time preaching the gospel.
Amen, amen. But you know what, Bishop, it's a blessing to see someone that walk in every gift that God has called them to. And it's not like it's a job, it's not like it's a burden, and it's not like you're just doing something to say you have a title, because you actually are a devout man of God, and you live it. And it's like a person that they know who they are, and they love what they do, and there's a glow about you. And I just praise God
Amen.
For you.
Well, thank
Bishop,
you so much. Mm-hmm.
The Lord gave you this topic, this word, Fabulously Filled, mm-hmm. in 2017.
Yes.
When did you receive that word?
Oh, wow. Before the year 2016 was out, I woke up one Sunday morning early, and as usual, on the way down to Columbus, and the Lord just kind of released it into my spirit, Fabulously Filled. And he began to, as he always do, begin to give me scriptures to put things together concerning the message. But here's the amazing thing about it, that the Lord quickly gave confirmation, because when I shared it that Sunday, my wife called me, I think Monday or the following Monday or Tuesday after sharing the message, and she said, "You're not going to believe this." And I said, "What?" She said, Kenneth Copeland, who was a prominent television evangelist, just spoke. He was speaking in the spirit. It was a live show that he spoke over the people, that he said, "The Lord just told me that he was going to fabulously fill you this year, 2017. And I'm like, wow, that just blew my mind. For me to say, God gave me a message, exact message, and here comes someone who's permanently established in the ministry, well-known, well-renowned, highly anointed,
yes.
and I really respect
yes.
his ministry, to say what the Lord said to him, that the same God spoke to him has spoke to me. And I just know that this is the word for the season.
Amen, amen. And I'm telling you, I was telling the intercessors on the prayer line that
mm-hmm.
everybody's been talking about this excitement. And I remember everybody seems to be even more so excited now. And I told them, I said, yep, the Lord has said it's time for us to move from excitement to experiencing everything he's promised us. So I'm telling you, it's been beautiful. It's been beautiful. So, Bishop, what are some of the things that you're doing now? I mean, because you all have like a full schedule. What are some of the things that you're doing? Well, you're already seeing God's hand, just showing you that, you know, that promise is already being fulfilled.
Well, number one, increasing in ministry. The ministry is increasing more than it was before. And not only that, but I'm also getting an increase of testimonies from the ones that are sitting on, up under the word in Kingdom Works and my Father's house as well, that the testimonies are coming in of things that were spoken in the atmosphere, and it's actually manifesting in their very natural lives. And that right there lets me know that God is moving, and it's, the process has already started. And that's just to name a few things. In my own personal life, God is bringing things together, increasing in finances as well. More doors are beginning to open now. In fact, I'm going internationally once again this year. Actually, I've been on a hiatus for a while with preaching outside of my local churches, Kingdom Works, and my Father's house. And I think God was to just snatch me out to prepare me for the next dimension of what he's doing now, and to, how would I say, replenish, amen, what had been spent out before, because I've been traveling before, and my adjutant can tell you that we just had a full schedule going here and there. But I'm beginning to see more doors open now for the ministry, for the word that he's given me for this season, as well as Apostle is going to be traveling as well. So we're beginning to see God move spiritually, but also naturally.
Amen, amen. So for the person who has had a word released to them or, you know, spoken to them, that's been holding on to that word, and they're like, you know what, God, I'm not going to let this word go. I'm not going to let this word go. But they haven't seen it manifest yet. What would you say to that person right now that, you know, they're looking for it to manifest? And because we know that word of fabulously filled is here, what would you say to that person?
Well, I would say this, Lily, you know as well as I know I'm preaching to the choir when I say this, because that's kind of like the normal question that needs a normal answer. And what I mean by that is, you know, we get the promise from the Lord, and from the time we get the promise until the manifestation of it, it seems like it takes a long period of time for it to come to pass. And sometimes we wonder, is God really said what he said? Did he mean my time or whatever the case may be? And there's a challenge in between there from the time you receive the word until it manifests. And I would say to anybody that has received the word from God, because I've said the same thing, trust me, I'm pastoring, I'm bishop, been a bishop for a while, but even with my own self waiting for God to manifest, because you want it to come to pass so bad, you want to move to the next level, get away from the level you're on or whatever the case may be, and you're like, God, when are you going to do it? Lord, I'm expecting you. God, I'm praying. I'm believing. I'm sticking my neck out, you know, in expectation, and I'm not seeing anything. Well, my advice to a person that's waiting on God is that, first of all, you got to know who told you the promise, who spoke it to you. You have to believe that God spoke the promise to you. Number two, never doubt God, no matter what. I don't care how much time goes by, never doubt God, because the scriptures say God is not a man that he should lie. God has never told a lie to us. Anything he's promised us has always come to pass. We got the scripture as our example that when God spoke to Abraham and said Abraham was going to have a child, praise the Lord, it took 25 years, amen, but the child still came, amen, like God said it. So we got to, first of all, know who spoke to us, believe in who spoke to us. And here's another thing, an example that I use. When you see or hear that somebody else is getting the blessing, somebody else receiving the miracle, then just believe that God is soon to come your way, because I got a saying in my father's house that when you see God blessing your neighbor, he's in your neighborhood.
I love that. I love that. God bless you, neighbor. He's in your neighborhood. Yes. You know, so in other words, you're supposed to be celebrating with your neighbor and not be trying to be envious.
Exactly. And sometime in that, the enemy would have us, those that are not really spiritually mature enough to recognize that it's God in your neighborhood, that we would have the tendency to get jealous because it wasn't us, or we don't rejoice with them because we feel like we should have gotten it. No, that's the time to rejoice, because God is letting you know, the same way I bless them, I will also bless you.
Amen. So, Bishop, so you got some people that, we have people that are from every walk of life, that are from babes in Christ to people who are pastoring that listen to the show, you know, because everyone needs to be uplifted. And I don't know if you ever heard me talk about the analogy of the show, but when the Lord showed me, he said that my listeners were actually Elizabeth, okay? And you and I, as the guests and the host, we're Mary. And so if they're sitting on their gifts, that baby begins to leap to where they can't sit down any longer.
Yes.
And if they are already walking in their gifts, talents, and abilities, then it's almost like putting gasoline on top of fire. And so it's rekindled each and every week when they're listening. Whether they listen live or by recording. And so I understand the assignment that I'm on. So what would you say to a person, because I've run across a lot of people through the show as well as just coming in contact, going to events, what would you say to that person that says, you know, I don't know what my gifts are and I don't know what my purpose is, and I'm ready to walk in that so that I can live out this fabulously filled life in 2017 as well? What would you say to that person?
Well, simple, that in order to recognize a gift, the gift itself will manifest. It'll manifest on its own. As we draw closer to God, as we have a strong relationship. See, one thing I would say, Sister Butler, is that people are looking for a gift, but not really looking for the giver. And that means a lot. They're looking for a gift, but if you don't have a giver, then there's no gift. So what am I saying? We ought to be looking and searching for a relationship with God. God will make a gift manifest in your life that is recognizable. God does not play games with us. He doesn't give us something and have us looking for it and we never find it. Just like the scripture says, your gift will make room for you. Well, if your gift is going to make room, then your gift must be recognized. And it comes with a relationship with the Lord. And people are trying to have the gifts without God. And it doesn't work that way, because he's the giver of the gift.
Amen.
For us, walking in your purpose, in your purpose is just like it says, walking into your purpose. As you walk with God, you'll walk into your purpose, because he'll reveal to you what you need to do. Now, I said this one time before. I think I said it in Bible study at my father's house or on Periscope or wherever, or ministering at Kingdom Works, that notice the scripture, a man's gift will make room for him. A man's gift, not the man, but the gift will make room. What God has instilled in us will make room for us. So many of us are searching for, are running after careers, running after money, running after relationship, when you need to be looking for your gifts, and that's in relationship with God, because your gift is going to take you where you need to be, where you will find your purpose, because it's the gift that chooses the room, not us.
I like that, Bishop. Repeat that one right there for me, Bishop, so I can go ahead and put it in the post.
Well, again, if we would lay before the Lord and ask God, what is your purpose and will for my life? God will manifest his gifts in us because he's given us gifts to complete his will. That's what it's all about. It's not about our will. It's about the will of God, the Lord being done in the earth realm. And whatever gift he has given us, that gift will choose the room we're supposed to be operating in. Mm-hmm. It's going to bring us before great men. And the great men in that room are going to be suppliers of our visions. They're going to be the resources for our visions so that we can continue to do what God called us to do through the gift according to his will. So again, the gift makes the room. It's the gift that chooses the room, not us. When we stop chasing our will and chasing what we want to do and tighten up our relationship with God, then God's going to reveal the gift, and the gift will reveal the purpose.
Well, amen, amen, and amen. Somebody pass the offering plate. I'm just
kidding. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, I like that because so many people are chasing after a dollar, chasing after a dime. And
yes.
I know for many women, they hit 30 or they hit 35. And even if they mm-hmm. were doing the jobs that they thought they loved and they're mm-hmm. making good money, at some point that money is not
yes.
enough. And
it's
I can
enough.
Personally attest to that. I can personally attest
Amen.
To that. You know,
Amen.
30, 35, Amen. I was like, there's something to make money, but there was a void
so
that I just couldn't
so
speak
true.
Of. And so, you know, you have people, you know, sometimes the women go through it a little earlier than the men.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my point was 30 originally, and then again at 35, I was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, this money is just not it. It ain't it. So,
it's not it, right. Exactly.
So, yes, it is not it. And so, you know, sometimes you because you won't walk out on faith and you start seeing things, but you won't walk
mm-hmm.
out on faith, sometimes we'll go ahead and say, okay, let me just go ahead and pull this rug because she ain't going to
mm-hmm.
act right. She just ain't going to do
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
But I thank God for my layoff at that time to make me start
mm-hmm.
focusing because that's when
right.
I truly start praying about my purpose and
uh-huh.
found that I was religious. And
uh-huh.
move from that religious to a relationship so
of
that I
course.
Can get into that room.
Yes. So
understanding
true.
My gifts. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And yes. And you know something I noticed, Bishop? Sometimes
mm-hmm.
people tend to know what your gifts are before you do. You ever notice
yes.
that people say,
yeah.
well, you know, you do such and such and such and such well, and you're like, I
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
People used to tell me all
yes,
the time,
that is so
if
true.
You ever not notice
uh-huh.
how people just be quiet and listen to you. You're a great encourager. You're
right.
this, you're that. I'm sitting there looking at people like,
uh-huh.
what? You say who?
Right.
And then the Lord just starts showing me that and start replaying them in my head, just back and forth
mm-hmm.
and back and forth. So I was like, there may be some truth to that. So,
right.
you know,
right.
one of the things I used to say, Bishop, to kids
mm-hmm.
when I used to mentor, I used to tell them,
mm-hmm.
if you figure out what it is you do for free and you love doing it, then you'll never feel
yes.
like you worked a day in your life if you could make
That's
an honest
exactly
living
right.
off of it.
That's
so when
right.
I hit 35, I started saying, I need to take my own advice. I've been giving it to these kids for years.
Oh,
so
my
Bishop,
goodness.
The person that is at that place, they're that
mm-hmm.
woman that's hit 35 or they're
uh-huh.
that man that's hit 40 and they've been in
right.
the field that they've in for about 20 years and they're saying,
mm-hmm.
this ain't it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just, there's more to my life than this.
Right.
How would you encourage that person at this point?
Well, it's like you said, if they're feeling like this is not it, they're not fulfilled. Because anytime you're doing something that you're called to do, there is fulfillment in it. And if you're
mm-hmm.
doing something where you're not fulfilled, then that's God's way of letting you know this is not it. In fact, I believe God puts an irritation on
mm-hmm.
things that we're doing that he did not call us to do so that we won't settle
mm-hmm.
for it. We won't be satisfied
mm-hmm.
with it and that we would keep
mm-hmm.
moving. And when you come into that thing that completely satisfies you and you just know it, you got peace. Well, let me say it like this. Anything you're called to do for God, there is a peace that sets on it. Hear me. There is a peace that he gives you, a peace that passes all understanding. Well, other people look at you like, man, why are you doing that? And you're like, it ain't bothering me. I'm fine. I'm completely happy. That's a peace that passes all understanding. It doesn't make sense to anybody else, but it makes sense to you, and you're satisfied. So I'm saying if you're not satisfied where you are in doing what you're doing, even though you've been doing a long, long time, that means nothing. If there's an irritation there, God is saying this is not it. Keep moving until you find it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But let me add something, Sister Butler.
Go ahead.
Because I just don't want nobody to kind of like just step out there blindly and don't know where they're going. Because there is another how would I say piece of the pie here. If that if you're not satisfied where you are, then there's something you must do before stepping out. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It's one thing to step out and don't know where you're going. But when you're stepping out and you're stepping by faith, that means you're in your relationship, you're believing God is ordering your steps, you'll find it quicker if you're stepping by faith than just stepping out by intellect.
That's good. Because many times we get caught up in intellect and thinking we know everything and just make things worse.
Yes.
Amen.
So true.
Amen.
So true.
So we'll speak to the entrepreneurs now.
Okay.
So the entrepreneurs are doing the beginning here, and they're excited. And what would you say to help them see that that promise of being fabulous fulfilled is there? What would you say to them?
Oh, wow. Proverbs 3:9-10 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with wine. The Amplified Version, Sister Butler, says, honor the Lord with your capital, financial gain, and sufficiency from righteous labors, and with the first fruits of all your income. So shall your storage places be filled with plenty, and your vats shall be overflowing with new wine. I would speak to the entrepreneurs and tell them if you had a good Bible knowledge that the kings in the Old Testament, when they sought a word from the Lord, they would seek a prophet. Amen. And the Bible says that they would bring a gift to the prophet, and they would, what we say today, sow into the prophet to get a release from that prophet, which was a spiritual word from the Lord. And a lot of times in the kingdom, we that have asked God to bless our businesses or give me a business, he has given you resources to start the business, but we try to grow the business without the one that gave us the business. So I would say turn your attention back to the one that gave you the business. Operate his principles, your tithe, your offerings, your sowing, because he's the one that give the reason why he give it to you, so that you can finance the kingdom, not just live a lavish life and put money in the bank and sit on it. No, the purpose of him giving you the business is to finance the vision of the kingdom. And when we honor the Lord, as the scripture said, honor him with our substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, we'll see an explosion in our businesses like nobody's business. Even right now, there might be somebody that's listening that's been struggling financially for so many years with their business, trying to get it off the ground, trying to get it to grow, and you're kingdom-minded. But you're not operating the principle of the kingdom, and that's your increase. Notice what he said, honor the Lord with your capital. That's in the Word of God. So if he's telling you in the word to honor him with your capital and sufficiency from righteous labors, that means he's going to bless you if you release it. So if you want to see your business grow, amen, and you want to see financial gain, honor the Lord with your substance and your increase and watch God multiply your finances.
Amen. Amen and amen. Bishop.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm enjoying this. I'm just as giggly as I can be over here. So back to the topic of fabulously filled. Mm-hmm. What does that topic mean to you?
Well, number one, if you look up the word fabulous, it means very large in amount or size. And what the Lord is saying in this season that we're in the kingdom, that he's getting ready. Matter of fact, I give you Job 22:18, where it says, yet he, God, filled their houses with good things. God is getting ready to fill our houses with some good things. I mean, places where there was lack, insufficiency, God's getting ready to fill those areas. Areas of lack are not going to be lacked anymore. They're going to be plenteous. And he's going to not just do it in a small amount, he's going to do it in a very large amount to where it's going to just fill to even to the overflow, not only just natural, but as well as in our spiritual life, because this is our season. And this might not be for everybody. I hate to say it that way, but it is for those who've been walking with the Lord and established a relationship with him, believing him when it didn't make sense to believe him. Going against the grain, sacrificing, going without, if you understand what I'm saying, tithing when it didn't seem like you was getting a harvest back, sowing and not getting the harvest back. Well, like I said earlier, praise the Lord, that if you look at, as I was sharing with some of my Bible study on Periscope, that the Lord brought something to me that I'm to minister on. I don't know if I'm going to do it Saturday night or Sunday morning, but Sister Butler, the Lord spoke two words to me and said, quality recognized, quality recognized. And I didn't fully understand it until he began to minister to me about Cornelius. And the Bible said that Cornelius was laying before the Lord, and the angel came to him and said, notice what he said. He said, your prayers and your almsgiving have come up before God. Now, notice what he said, your prayers and your almsgiving. He was praying and giving before God responded. Many times what we're doing, we want to do something, then we wait for God to respond. No, we must be consistent in what we're doing until God responds. And so it was the principle that Cornelius was operating, and God saw that what he was doing was quality. And God sent an angel and said, look, I'm about to recognize your quality. Quality recognized. And when God sent the angel, that completely changed his life. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It completely changed his life. So what God is saying, when I give you the principles of my word, operate in them even when it doesn't look like it's working. Operate in them because you know I'm a God that I cannot lie. And when the time comes, he said, he'll recognize your quality and he'll respond to what you've been doing. And it's kind of like give and go with us as human beings, because, you know, if I give you something, I'm looking for a response right back from you. But that's not, you can't do God like that. You have to distrust him. And while we're trusting him, we're operating in those principles, and operating in those principles causes God to respond to us. And that's what God is saying in this season. I'm getting ready to respond now to how you were operating it by your faith and loving me, worshiping me, supporting the vision, supporting leadership that I've given you, amen, taking care of the angels that I placed into your life. He said, now I'm getting ready to fabulously fill your life. I mean, he said, I'm not going to do it in a corner. It's not going to be sometime, a little bit here, a little bit there. No, no, no. He said, what I'm about to do in your life is going to be so fabulous that people are going to recognize that it is the Lord's doing. In fact, if I can, Lily, I was just reading over scripture. I mean, Sister Butler, I was just reading over scripture here in Psalms 126, 1 and 2. It said, when the Lord turned. Notice what he said. When, that means the season coming, that God says, I'm going to turn. When the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion, that's the church, we were like them that dream. God said, what I'm about to do in your life is going to seem like you're dreaming, but it's not a dream. It's reality. Then the scripture says, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Here it is. Then said they among the heathen. The heathen recognized what God was doing, and they said the Lord had done great things for them. So that means it ain't going to be done in your house. It's not going to be done in a corner. It's going to be done where people can recognize what God is doing in your life, and it's going to be fabulous.
Amen. I love it. Great way of breaking down what that truly means to you. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, it's just been a fabulous word ever since it was released. I'm telling you, I've been holding on. I've been all on it, all in it. All you got to do is take God at his word and believe it. And I'm telling you,
yes. You'll
start seeing stuff. You're like, yes. Woo, I'm ready, Jesus.
Exactly. So
and here's the thing for me. I expect God to move. You know, some people are like, well, he might just bless me. No, I'm expecting him to do it because of his seed.
Right.
And then when people say, well, what about, because I look like my father. You know, well, what about that? But I look like my father. My father did that because he want me to look like him. So, yes. So, Bishop, I have some people that seem to be raising hands up here.
Really?
I don't know if they want to make some comments or have some questions.
Okay.
Are you open to opening the phone lines?
Sure.
All right. So, guys, if you're dialed in on 929-477-2178. You can press 1 and you can come on live and ask us a question or make a comment on anything that you heard to this point. I do see someone already press 1. I don't know if they realize they pressed 1, but your number ends in 6283. If you press 1 and you want to ask a question or leave a comment, press 1 and we'll bring you on now. Let's see if this person knows that there's 1. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Bishop Leggett and Aaliyah On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
How
there
are you doing? I'm listening. This is Chen.
Oh, great. Hi, Chen. Did you have a question or comment tonight?
Well, I love the program, and you guys sound very successful, spiritual, and everything going on good. And he was right about the work, because if you're doing a little business, you can't forget God who started it. So you have to put something out because you're receiving, which is so true. And it doesn't matter. Don't worry what you put in the plate or whatever who you give, because you're going to get 100 times fold back. You just have to believe and trust in that, you know. Don't think about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow will provide for itself.
So
he was
certainly
right. Because I've been experiencing a lot of up and down in my Mary Kay business. And I prayed about it. And it's so good that I've been getting some calls. And the reason why it's not so much is because a lot of distraction, a lot of stuff coming in between. And as he said, if I focus on God, keep on doing the right thing, things will work, which is so true. This is so true. Yes, because we had this little program at church, Sister, that we exchanged gifts. And I wanted something so badly for Christmas. And I said, I don't have the money to buy it, but I'm going to get it somehow. And when I went to church Sunday, one of my church sisters said to me, Sister, you know, there's a bag on the table for you. I said, where? She said, outside. When I went and I took the bag, it was a gift with a shawl that I always wanted. I went to the store. I saw the shawl. By the time I go back, it's gone. And I said it to my daughter, and she said, Mommy, you're always free, and your blessing is coming. Don't matter what, your blessing is coming. And the true thing you just said, when you put in your business, like you're praying God provided for you, keep on praying, which is true.
Come on.
Because the more successful you put out to somebody, the more you get, which is true. You have to continue.
All right.
Yes, amen. I love that thought.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
And you know what? I love this prayer line. It's a prosperous line. It's just about prayer with God and to help us in our wealth. Whatever we're going through, we need help. It's like they're supporting with everything. So I was so happy. I finished up with my daughter's assignment, and I said, let me get on quick so I can hear what's going on. I enjoyed, you know.
Amen. We thank you so much for listening.
And I should say, bless up everyone in the here, and bless up Sister Buckley. You're doing a great job. Fantastic
job.
Thank you so much, Jen. Have a great night.
You too, and thanks, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Praise God. So, guys, if you have a question or a comment and you're on, you want to ask a question or comment, if you're listening by internet, you got to dial the number to ask the question or make a comment. The number is 929-477-2178. If you are on that line and you want to ask a question or make a comment, press 1 and we'll go ahead and bring you live. And don't try to be shy tonight because you all know you have some questions or you have something to say about that fabulously feel because you know you already feel it and you know them. Now the old folks used to say, you know you feel that in your nose.
Exactly. Yes.
Amen. Oh, amen. But I tell you, Bishop, it's just been such a blessing to understand your identity in God and understand the purpose and the plan for your life. You know, God may not have shown you the full plan because sometimes He shows you too much, you know, you might get big headed. But I'm telling you, when you see just enough, there's such an excitement because you're in a place, like there's a peace that's there. So I'm excited.
Right.
We have a caller. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening? Hello? Your phone number is in 3560. We are live. Do you have a question or comment? Hello?
They must not hit the one.
They actually did hit one.
Hello?
Atlanta, Erica. Yes, there they are. Hi, you have a question or comment? You're live.
I do. My apologies for the delay. Can it be explained in more detail as to the instructions on how to dedicate your business back to God? What does that look like from a financial standpoint? And then also from a priestly standpoint in making sure that it lines up with kingdom principles. Definitely wanting to make sure I have understanding of where there may be any gaps in a new startup. And we haven't made a significant amount of profit to give 10% of the gross from this profit. So if you can explain that would be most appreciated. And I'm going to mute back out because of my background, but I do want to say I thank God for you both and for all the wisdom that you're pouring into all of us in this area. So I thank you.
Thank you so much for dialing in. All right, Bishop, that's a pack when you're ready.
Yes. That's very, very simple. According to your understanding of the principles, because some people don't fully understand or don't believe in the principles of tithing. If you believe in tithing, then it's going to work for you. But I would say the Lord is very, very fair in what He has asked us to do. He did not ask everybody to give the same amount, but He did ask everybody to give 10%. That means whatever you brought in, it doesn't matter how small or how large. If you made $100 for the day, you take out $10 and you start there. Because notice what the scripture says. He that is faithful over a few things, it starts with the small first. It doesn't matter how small it is to you. It means a lot to God because you're not operating on what you're giving. You're operating your faith. And God is honoring that because your faith is in what He said, His word. If you made $1,000, then you give $100 and watch God multiply it because it starts small, then it multiplies.
It does.
If time permits, can you expound beyond the tithe that's being done? But I believe there are more steps, and that I'm not clear on.
Okay. Well, if you say there are more steps, then I'm going to take you a little bit further. There's something called seed sowing. You can sow seeds. Your seeds don't have to be significantly large, but you can plant seeds. I would say to you, start planting seeds. As you plant something, something will grow. If you don't plant nothing, nothing grows. Find good soil. That's the first thing you do. Don't just throw it out anywhere because all soil is not good soil. Find some fertile soil that you believe God has put His hand there The glory and his presence is there, and you start small, sowing seeds on top of your tithing. Notice what the scripture says. He that soweth sparingly will reap sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully will reap bountifully. So if you're sowing, sow small, and as God increase you, you increase your sowing. Let me say it like this too as well. I don't think you're doing this, but I'm just saying, just to show you where I'm coming from, that some people in the church will try to operate a principle of sowing when they get in trouble. And I want to ask, why do we wait till we get in financial trouble in order to work a kingdom principle? In other words, you don't have to wait till there's hardly no money or you're looking for God to do something great with your finances to sow. Sow anytime. You can sow anytime. God is not, his bank is not depleted. There will never be insufficient funds. You can sow until Jesus come back. But the more you sow, the more you're going to reap a harvest. So if you want to see increase in your business, start planting some seeds, small and build up to large, and you'll begin to see increase.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening in. And you know what, Bishop, I can definitely attest that one day I think I had like $5 on me or something like that, and I was just led to bless the sister that didn't have any. And, I think that was the only thing I had on me, bless the sister with that. And not even 2 hours later, the Lord gave 10 back through somebody else that owed me, and I forgot how old they owed it to me. They actually didn't owe me. They just wanted to sow a seed because I had done something for them.
Wow.
So, so it works. You sowing seed in a fertile ground. And, God will definitely give it back to you. You just do it from a pure place.
So true.
Do it from a pure place. Yes. Anyone have any other questions or comments? I'm loving it. I'm telling you, Bishop helping us out tonight because we're going to live out this fabulously filled thing. If you are not already experiencing, I know many people in Kingdom Works in my father's house are already experiencing that word that's been released in the house. So,
Butler,
yes.
Let me also say that this just come to my spirit that to some people who are already operating in those principles, another good thing, and I think I mentioned it a little bit earlier, another good thing to understand is where you're sowing. Please keep that under consideration where you're sowing. Because, see, I can have seeds of corn and take them out into bad soil and throw them out there and nothing will happen because the soil is not right. It's not conducive, amen, for the planting of the seed. So some people might be, and I don't want to say it like this, but we are living in the real world, that you might be sowing into bad ground where you are, where you're sowing and you're believing God and nothing is happening, and it makes it look like God is not honoring his word. It's not on God. It's the soil. That's why I mentioned to the young lady, she got to make sure that the soil that she's planting in is fertile. It's got to be a blessed ground. It can't be just any ground. In other words, the Bible said, any plant that the Father did not plant shall be rooted up, which means somebody stepped up and planted themselves, called themselves a pastor, and started a church that God never planted. Well, that's bad soil. And whatever you do, it ain't going to come up. But watch this. Here's God. God is no fool. God will not hold your, he will not, how would I say, take your seed, but he'll hold your seed, what you planted, until you get to good ground. And then when you start to plant into good ground, that you planted in bad ground will spring up into good ground.
Mm-hmm.
But see, God is not going to give you a principle and it don't work. It just won't work in the bad ground. But once you move to fertile ground, then what you put in a bad place will spring up in a good place.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, I'm loving it. Y'all, he helping us out now. He's helping us out. All right, we got another caller.
Oh, wow, yes.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have live with us tonight?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say what a great show it is tonight. Very informative. very educational, very spiritual. And I think if people will go by the principle that you are speaking today or tonight, I know the spirit man will be fed and have some understanding of the principle.
Praise the Lord. Wow.
And when I say I live by those principles, I do daily. And they do work, and they operate. Yeah. If you operate in it, it will work for you.
Yes, it will.
I sowed a lot of seeds in my lifetime, and I'm still sowing. And I have reaped some of the harvest of it and still reap it. I know what God does for me daily because of the seeds that I have sowed and the principle that I have followed.
Right.
And I have been taught for the last 3 years those principles, and I've received the understanding of those principles. And I have received abundantly of return.
Come on here.
Amen.
Oh,
so I just want to say, Bishop, a great show. Sister Leah, a great show. This is Sabrina, and I'm walking in it, and I'm speaking it, and I know it works.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. You know what, Sabrina, one of the things I love that Apostle say, she said, if you work the principle for you, if y'all need to do it, work the principle. So I love that. That's basically what you just summed up. If you work the principles, the principles will work for you.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening in tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bishop, you ready? We got another one.
All right, we're ready.
All right. Thank you for calling in on Friday Inspired Live. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, good evening. This is Wakinda.
Good evening.
I'm sitting here listening to the show, and I got so excited. I said, well, let me go ahead and call in. And as Bishop was talking, I began to think about connection. And so, and that's what I was hearing you say, the right connection. Will cause you to prosper. And when you have the wrong connection, and when you have the wrong connections, you'll see that you won't produce or you won't prosper the way that you desire to prosper.
Right.
So those connections are so important. And I also so appreciate you for saying what you just said about the seed, because I know and that encouraged so many people, and that's what really got me kind of jumping in the house and wanting to scream, because we think about that, and sometimes people have sowed seed with great intention and good intention and the right heart with the pure heart. And because nothing has happened, they feel as though they've lost the seed. But you just told us tonight that it wasn't lost. But once you come to the right connection, that seed shows up again, because it was sowed with the right heart, with the right intention, with a heart right towards God, doing the right thing.
Right.
And so that just so excited me, because I know that so encouraged so many people, because I know even – in my life, I've seen it where I've sown things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it just seemed like I kept on sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing, but I thank God that I'm seeing the harvest. I'm seeing the harvest of seeds sown even in the past, even seeds that I forgot about, saying, but sowed. And so that excited me. So, Bishop, I thank you so much. For that, I truly do. I thank you so much for that work. Cause I know that it encouraged someone. I know it touched the heart, because that straight hit my spirit, and I said, "Oh Lord, I got to get on the call and just say something."
All right.
Yes. So thank you, so much for that.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
Your testimony alone is helping somebody also, so I'm glad you called in.
Hallelujah. Amen. That is so true. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Bishop, I'm telling you, they feeling the cartwheels in the spirit that we got going on.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, that's what we're here for. That's what you're doing. You're inspiring people to do the right thing and to establish a great relationship with the Lord. Amen. And so it's just wonderful to see how what God has given you, you're taking it and using it to touch so many lives around the country. Amen. So my hat's off to you as well.
Amen. You know, Bishop, I'm just walking in the obedience as I now understand my identity. No, I ain't going to tell you I tried to fight and tell who I wasn't, you know. You know, he was like, no, I created you. I know who you are.
Right. That's right.
But as I, you know, me up, Bishop, was, and this word is for somebody who's trying to fight against the grain, too. You know, when the Lord first told me to write even the book On Fire to Inspire, I was telling God was like, but I know who you are. And when you come out of that box, you go to me out of the box. And so I'm still going back and forth with telling him who I am. And he said, there are two lives tied into your
body. Right.
And so that right there made me say, you know what? Let me just go ahead and do what he said.
Wow.
Because I didn't want anybody's blood on my hands when
I'm not listening
to him. So I don't know who that was for. But you better rise up and do what you got to do. He's called you to.
That's
He's already prepared you for. You've already been equipped. Got to walk on it. So I'm just telling you, it's been a blessing to walk this thing out and be able to hear the testimonies. Like you said, even the testimonies coming even more for you guys. For people to come back and send you chats, or when you go somewhere, they're telling you, do you know what you've done for me? And you're like, wow. And so you just like, thank you, Jesus. Especially when you have men and women saying, I was suicidal prior to you coming into my life. So I just praise God for that type of testimony that say, okay, God, I did it. And I tell you, like you said, having peace, Bishop. I worked in IT for 15 years, and I got to the point where I hated what I did. And but every week, when 8 o'clock get here, I could have had a day where I'm just running to die. And I'm telling you, before 8 o'clock gets here, God gives me a supernatural peace and a supernatural strength.
Wow.
So it's
awesome.
So I understand when you gave that analogy. I understand that with everything in me, because that right there hit me personally. So I understand. So God, if you have a question or a comment about anything that's been said tonight, press 1 if you're at 929-477-2178. Now, of course, y'all can't press 1 on the internet because we're not going to hear it. But we got another caller. You ready?
Okay.
All right. You're live. Who do we have with us tonight on Friday Inspire?
Good evening. This is Angel.
Oh,
geez. I've just been so enjoying the interview tonight. And I'm just so encouraged as a giver.
Yes.
You know, all givers that are listening should be really, really encouraged to continue sowing, because your harvest is nigh. You know, that's what I got out of what he was saying, that your harvest is nigh.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not in vain. You know, sometimes we give and we feel like it's in vain, but you just told us, you know, not only is it not in vain, even what you thought you lost, you're going to gain that back, too. So,
you're gonna get
glory to God. Praise God. I just thank God for the interview on tonight. I've just been truly encouraged.
Bless your heart.
Bless God.
Bless your heart.
Amen. Well, we just thank God for you sharing that. Because, again, you know, so many people that even if you said the same thing that the last person said, something that you're saying in your tone of voice changes, just like, well, can they have hit one and you hit another guy, because Zach said the exact same thing. So just praise God for your obedience and sharing and dialing in and pressing one, because sometimes people want to, but they don't have the boldness to step out and do it.
Right,
I truly appreciate it.
But you know what? Let me say this, Aaliyah, that sometimes, you know, doing this right now, and I thank God for technology, because it gives us a platform that is we can do the work of the Lord without costing us a whole lot of money, if anything at all. And I was doing a daily inspiration for the city of Columbus, Georgia on the radio. And they call it the Pastor's Corner, and it came on at 12 o'clock every day. Well, at first it started out 7:30 in the morning with morning inspiration. And I was doing it for, oh, my God, it was supposed to have been done for 1 month. But the Lord put his hand on it, and we ended up doing it for almost 6 months. And I had to come up with something every morning to encourage the listeners that they were on their way to work or getting up, getting ready for whatever. And we went over, and some people, I'll say some people got jealous, and they kind of began to call into the radio station, and we came off for a while. But then the Lord opened the door for us to come back on again. And I said to myself, I said, Lord, is anybody being reached doing this over the air? And there was a lady, I went to Sam's, and I came up to the counter, and she just looked at me some kind of strange way, and I didn't understand it. But when I handed her my ID, and she looked at my ID and saw my name, Aaliyah, I'm telling you, this lady let out a scream that everybody in Sam's looked at towards us. And I'm like, what? And she came from around the counter, screamed out my name, oh, Bishop Leggett, and jumped on me. Are you hearing me? And I'm like, ma'am, I'm married. Ma'am, please, you know, you're bringing attention to yourself. But she did all of that because she said, oh, Bishop, the word you gave this morning was a prophetic rhema word that hit my situation. She said, when I heard you say what you said, the tears began to flow. I had to pull off the road and just give God the glory because what you said, I knew it came from God. So I say that to say this, that sometimes it may look like it's small, but God moves in a major way through the small things. And on top of that, Aaliyah, doing the midday inspiration, and again, that spirit just come over. And I was like, Lord, am I reaching anybody over the internet? I was putting it on Facebook. Went to Holy Convocation last year, and this young lady, I don't even know who she is, walked up to me and said, Bishop Leggett. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, your midday inspirations on Facebook have been blessing me. Why did you stop doing them? And that just like stopped me. Yes. Here was a young lady in New York City, but she was being blessed by the daily inspirations that God was putting on my heart to share over Facebook. So I'm saying that to say this, Leah, keep doing what you're doing because it is reaching somebody. It is blessing somebody. And that's why God gave it to you because he knew you would do it. Because some other people would look at it and say, you know what, it's a waste of time. I don't need to be doing this. I could be doing something else. No, that's not your testimony. You keep doing what you're doing because it is reaching somebody.
Amen. I just celebrated my 2-year anniversary last month, December the 9th. We had our celebration a couple weeks early, so we wouldn't be in a lot of the events with the holidays. But ever since the Lord told me to do this, December 9th, 2014, I have done it every single week for 2 years.
And for 25 months.
So I just give God glory because it's been exciting. It's been truly, truly exciting.
Yes.
And, you know, to hear the different testimonies weekly and get people reaching out to you, you know, later, you're just like,
That's right, God.
You know, wow, God. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing. I mean, I've had speaking opportunities open up. And when I went to the last one, in November, Minister Pam and I traveled, and when we came back from Tucker to service that night, I was so full because there was a young lady that was there, and she told me she was not even from Atlanta. She was just visiting, and she told me, she said, you spoke to my spirit. She said, I just tried to commit suicide 3 months ago. She said, but you spoke to my spirit, and I tell you, I was like, my God, and I just, you know, just spoke life back into her, and I told her, I said, you are a jewel. You are a rare diamond. I said, and don't you allow anybody to take you out of there anymore because they're not worthy of who you are. And so it just felt so good to be able to do that, you know? So I just give God praise.
Amen.
Give God praise. Amen. Bishop, what are the final words that you'd like to leave tonight with the people who are listening or the people who will be listening to the recording shortly?
Well, I would close with this. One of the same scriptures that I used earlier, Psalms 126, 1 and 2, is that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. And I would say to the listeners that your win is now. Your win is now. Your W-H-E-N is now. God is literally turning the captivity of the church. The things that we've been struggling with and dealing with are coming to an end. Well, no, I'm saying that wrong. They are over in Jesus' name, because our win is now. And we have fought a good fight. We kept the faith. And because we stuck it out, and the Bible said that, you know, so many are falling by the wayside. You know, so many are giving up and turning back, or just, you know, following Christ like Peter did when he got in trouble. The Bible said he followed Peter from afar off. You know, he still had a relationship, but he was lagging back. His faith wasn't where it was supposed to be. And I would say to those who have gotten weakened in faith, strengthen your faith. Get back in that word. Get back in prayer. Amen. Don't give up, because our time is now. The Bible said the hour cometh and now is. Our time is now. So it behooves us to be in place with God, be in expectation, because the oil is about to flow, praise the Lord, you know, on the body of Christ. So stay encouraged. Amen. Stay in praise. Amen. And keep a word on your lips. You know, the Bible said life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's what we're saying out of our mouth that we're actually going to live out, that you got to stay positive no matter what happens. The word of God does not lie. You got to speak positive. Not only that, you got to hang around positive people. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. And whoever you hang around the most, you'll start to adopt their ways. You'll start to adopt their language. And if their language does not line up with the language of God, then you're going to be living what somebody else is saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that's not how we live. We walk by faith and not by sight. So stay encouraged in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. And Bishop, I want you to share with the people how to get to my Father's house if they're in the surrounding areas of Columbus, as well as Kingdom Works International information so that they can come and get and hear the word.
Okay. Well, every Saturday night, we're at Kingdom Works, my wife's church, Apostle Zoe, where it's just an explosion every Saturday night. It's Saturday Night Live in Conyers, Georgia, 1303 Parker Road, Suite G. And did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I want to make sure that some letters are popping up in my head. But every Saturday night at 7 p.m., we are ministering. But I'm telling you, it's a combination of things. It's not just the preaching. But it's the preaching mixed with the prophetic that Apostle is coming. She is ministering like nobody's business. I'm telling you, the presence of the Lord is so strong and so powerful in our Saturday night live that it literally carries over into our Sunday morning, an hour and a half away in Columbus, Georgia. And so I would encourage you, if you're in the Columbus, Georgia area, or have friends at Fort Benning or family in Fort Benning or the Columbus area, please invite them to come out to our Sunday morning worship at 10 a.m., 3604 Macon Road, my Father's house, between the Dairy Queen and Walgreens is where we are. And trust me, bring your shouting shoes. Don't wear nothing you can't shout in or roll on the floor in, because I'm telling you, we are having a high time in the Lord. And the Lord is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, Bishop, we truly, truly thank you for taking the time to share with us tonight about being fabulously filled. You broke it down to the lowest common denominator.
Yes.
And so if they missed any of it, they better catch the playback and recording, because they don't want to miss a drop of this word, this interview. Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, all my pleasure. Right. I'm glad you had me on, and I'm glad to be on.
Amen. Thanks again. All right, guys. So that was my spiritual father, Bishop Kevin Leggett. If you miss any of this interview, fabulously filled, I'm telling you, the playback should be ready in the next 3 to 5 minutes. You want to go back and catch every word, because I'm telling you, you will be empowered, encouraged, and I'm telling you, literally, your spirit will begin to leap, especially if you're not religious and you're in relationship. Now, if you're religious, you know, just go ahead and pray about that thing that God removed that on from you so that you can move into relationship so that your gifted can make that room for you and you walk into the fullness of who God has called you to be. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. You wake up every morning with an excitement. You wake up every morning with expectancy because you're not knowing that he can, not that knowing that he could, you know that he can and he will. And so there's a big difference when you move to that place of relationship with the Father. So I'm telling you guys, thank God for Bishop Kevin Leggett because he has been such a blessing into the lives of many. He's been a blessing into my personal life as well. And guys, I'm telling you, if you're in the Conyers, Atlanta area, driving area, you want to experience an encounter with God between he and his wife, Apostle Zoe. I'm telling you, it's nothing like it. That Saturday's at 7 p.m. at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers, 30094. And then on Sundays, they take that same anointing into Columbus an hour and a half later. And if you're in that area, on 10, at 10 a.m. on Sundays and 7:30 on Tuesdays. And the address is 3604 Macon Road, Suite 19. That, again, is 6th Road in Columbus, Georgia, 31907. That's Sundays at 10 a.m. So you got two locations, and I'm telling you, those two are a power couple that God is using globally and globally. They will be traveling internationally. So I just praise God for both of them. Guys, we are on here each and every week. And again, it's time for you to stop existing and start living the life that God has called you to be. I am Olivia Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Excited about what God is doing in your life. We are walking in the victorious life that is ours. So stop talking about what you can't do and start speaking forth what you want to see. As my bishop and my apostle tell us all the time, stop talking about what you currently see and start speaking what you want to see, because there is power in your words. There's power in your mouth. So start walking intentionally, start speaking intentionally, speaking life over your life despite what you currently see. I am again Miss Aaliyah Butler, On Fire to Inspire you to live out the best life ever. So I'll talk to you guys on next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you guys. Thank you.